but I want to say this on WFAN because I really believe this. Deep down in my soul, the Yankees and the Mets are not playing in the World Series.
Hmm.
I just don't feel it. I don't feel it in my bones. And I know that's not like a analytical or scientific baseball reason. I'm not giving you a baseball reason because baseball reasons could tell you something completely different. I'm just telling you that when I sat there in 2000, there was a story that made perfect sense. The Mets and the Yankees came close in 99. They had a budding rivalry in 2000. Obviously, the Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens stuff, Doc Gooden returns. You could feel it like it was inevitable. I remember sitting there because the Mets had advanced. They had beaten the Cardinals in five. Watching Yankees Mariners knowing the Yankees are winning. There's no question in my mind that this Subway World Series is happening. And this one is such a taking you by surprise kind of run that as I sit here today and the Mets have a lot of work to do, they obviously got to win three more. Yankees have to win three more. I don't feel it in my stomach. I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
Then you must think the Mets are losing because if you don't feel this Yankee team going to the World Series in your stomach, I don't have to tell you at this
point. No, I totally get that response because I think that most people have more confidence in the Yankees doing it than the Mets. I'm not even saying that. I'm taking all the... My brain has been eliminated from this discussion. This is just my stomach and my heart. I'm just telling you, and you could save the tape, we are not getting a Subway World Series. Just the feeling I have.
But think about this Mets season.
Yes.
Right? Let's start with the game in Atlanta.
Okay.
The Braves, they never beat the Braves. This is the spot they always lose in. And they did what, Evan? They beat the Braves.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then down 2-0 against Milwaukee in a spot. Maybe they never get it done. They got it done. Then they beat the Phillies. So why wouldn't the season end with the ultimate? Because I know what the temperature is going to be here.
Yeah.
The Yankees are going to ruin this magical run. This is how you prove what we've been preaching
all year. I get the story that you're writing. Like, I totally get that. But you also are conveniently doing things to make the story better. So I'll give you a specific example. If you were really writing a revenge story, why didn't they play the Padres?
Hmm.
The Padres are a team they owed revenge to.
Well, right.
They have no revenge issue with the Brewers, and they don't even really have one with the Phillies unless you're really harping on the regular season of 2007. Like, so you're creating the arc to make it better for you, which I get. So I don't think
it's not so much the revenge. It's just, okay, this is a team that the haters are going to say are better. Because I've heard it, the goalposts moving, you need ice to ice down your arms. Oh, you'll never beat the Brewers. Oh, you'll never get past the Braves. Oh, you'll never beat the Phillies. Dodgers are the best team in baseball. And then here come the big, bad Yankees.
Okay. I give you credit, Positive Tommy. You've been saying Mets-Yankees for a while now. I'm just telling you, I don't feel it in my bones.
And then
it's called the bones test. I use it every once in a while.
Which means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, just do you feel... Watch, can you play this with me, Tiki?
Go ahead.
All right, because Tiki's a very analytical guy. Like, for example, I sent him a story this morning about a scientist basically saying, look, we have discovered intelligent life on another planet.
No, they think it's intelligent.
Think it's intelligent. And I sent it to Tiki all excited, and he's like, well, they still need to peer review it. They need to... blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on. In your bones, all right?
Yes. Are there aliens? Is there intelligent civilization on a star 4.5 light years away?
Go ahead, fine. Answer the question.
No, I don't believe
that. Okay, that's fine. It's in Tiki's bones. There is no intelligent life on another planet.
Yes, I think it's interference from some unseen object.
Totally fair, by the way. All right, now here's my second bones question. In your bones, are the New York Mets playing the New York Yankees in the 2024 World Series?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel that.
Sean Morash, in your bones, very big bones, by the way.
Mm.
Do you feel it deep in your bones that the New York Mets are playing the New York Yankees in the World Series?
Can I pass? Don't make me the bad guy. I don't want to be the bad guy.
Well, I already said it's not going to happen, so why are you the bad guy? I've already the bad guy. So I've already taken that. If you want to agree with me, you can agree with me.
I feel like I've used a lot of my poking at the Jets stuff today, and I genuinely, sincerely mean this. This is not a shot at the Mets. I think the Dodgers are winning the series.
That's fine. So you agree with me?
I do. But everybody's going, oh, he's trolling.
Forget about...
This is a bones thing.
My bones feeling is it's Yankees-Dodgers.
Yes. You're doing the bones thing and you got specific on how it's not going to happen. I'm not even getting specific. I'm just telling you, in my bones, I think it's more likely we see Mets-Guardians or Yankees-Dodgers or even Guardians-Dodgers than Mets-Yankees. I just don't... I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. I used to... I try to be factual with what I'm saying. I'm just being... in my bones, I don't feel it. It's not happening. Why the hell did I just spend a fortune on World Series tickets? I don't know.
Well, they'll refund you and... December.
Or I'll go to Yankees Dodgers. I don't even want to tell you. Yankees put tickets on sale today.
Yeah. Did you get them?
I one game, I finally got tickets. And if I told you how much I paid, you'd punch me in the face. Squarely in the face.
Really?
Yeah. You would say, Evan, I'm not allowing this. And you would punch me in the face. Game one of the World Series. That's the only game I was able to get.
Upper deck?
They're actually really good seats.
Oh,
that's
my
why,
God.
That's why I think right. he would punch me.
Well, I mean, you never splurge on yourself, so.
Well, this isn't really for myself. And here's the other problem.
How much?
So the Mets are putting them on sale tomorrow. How Yankees much? Did it today. I can't reveal it.
How much?
Just tell us more or less than renting a house for a week in North Carolina.
For a week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd say less.
For all the tickets?
I got two tickets.
Okay, so and less that's than a house rental in North Carolina.
That's kind of the issue. So I go to buy tickets. They will not let you buy more than two.
Really?
That I swear to God. And I think the Mets will do the same thing where they only...
It's almost like they force you on the secondary market then.
Kind of.
So that's weird.
Because
I'm willing to give them the money. Why would they want the secondary market to get the multiple number
no,
of people?
You know what I think it is? They don't want... I respect the Yankees for this. I think the Knicks do this too. They don't want somebody buying the tickets to sell them. I'm obviously not.
Even if
the Mets didn't make it, I would honestly go to the World Series at this point. Because, you know, it's WFN. We're afternoon drive. We got to go.
Meaning so, if the Yankees are in it.
Yeah, like if the Mets don't make it.
Right.
So if it's Dodgers against Yankees, I'm going to go. I'm not selling them. But I think a lot of people do buy tickets to sell them. And I think a part of why they put a two-person...
That makes sense.
But here's the problem. If it's Mets versus Yankees, I got a son who's into it.
Yeah.
I got a dad who's into it.
So you can only take one?
I got a wife who wants to go. I got a father-in-law who's a Yankee fan, and Positive Tommy's like, what about me?
That's right.
I think I know how much.
You figured out how much?
Yeah, I think I did.
All right, go ahead.
You spent, let's just call it, give or take, $480 a ticket.
Are you kidding me? Are you being a troll right now?
That's how much non-legend seats on the or the Yankees put out there for.
No, they're not. The
I'm
cheapest
on the Yankees.
Ticket for the World Series was over, well over that.
Can I tell you what the Yankees have put on their website?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Can you click on that and try to...
Can you buy them now?
This was their postseason pricing they put out on the website. It says they're sold out at this point. They have the Legends pricing. Here's the World Series.
Let's hear the prices. Go.
World Series full... Oh, this is for the season ticket holders. The non-season ticket holders. Okay.
Yeah.
$656 a ticket.
I'll tell you right now.
That's a good in price.
I'll tell you right now, wasn't that number.
That's for Champions front row, no Legends.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I went on the Yankee website for work, because Yankees put World Series tickets on sale today. The Mets are doing it tomorrow, by the way. So no one is jinxing it. Like, you kind of have to do that.
Field level, $625, no sweet stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, I got killed, man. I spent a lot of money.
And that's first market.
Yeah, well, my first market price was a lot more Tiki.
You must have gotten fantastic seats.
They're okay. I can't go home tonight, though.
Oh, boy.
When my wife figures out how much, especially with it only being two.
Yeah.
I mean, what the
hell? You'll be sleeping on the couch.
You better hope those Knicks Blazers tickets sell well, huh?
and in all fairness, Evan's buying these tickets with the blood of Kevin Durant, with the blood of the Mets bullpen in April. This is the emotional hedge fund that he has.
Nah, you know what it honestly is?
It's not the college fund.
My dad did this in 2000, and I will never forget. So he was a season ticket holder. I took the season tickets from him when he kind of retired from it. And he said to me when the Mets played the Yankees in the World Series, we are going to go to every game. We're going to go. We're going to move hell or high water. It's a lifetime experience. We're going. Now, game one, Yankee Stadium, I didn't even sit with my dad. I didn't even sit with him. I swear to God.
You only got individual tickets.
We had three tickets, but my sister wanted to go.
Oh,
and obviously, he was right. He's like, I'm sitting with your sister. I'll send you out somewhere else. So I sat by myself behind Johnny Cochran in right field for game one. Game two, me and my dad were together, upper deck, corner left field. Okay, and then game six was the dilemma. We had really good tickets. And my dad said, you know what we got to do? We got to sell these tickets and just buy cheaper tickets to pay off the amount of money we've spent going to the Subway Series. And I'm like, you know what? I can't blame you for that. Like, I understand.
Right.
Game six obviously never happened.
Right.
The Yankees won in five. So my attitude is, and I'm sure there are a lot of New Yorkers like this, Met fans and Yankee fans, as crazy as the numbers are going to be, if there is a Subway Series, if I'm wrong about it, I got to be in the building, and I want to take my son, and I want to take my dad.
Right.
The problem is I'm going to have to sell my house.
Right.
I mean, that's the only problem.
Or you could just sit in your house.
Nah, you know.
That's what I'm going to do.
T, I don't blame you for doing that. I don't blame most people for doing it. But I don't want to ever regret not being there.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
So I'm going to try, even if it means my wife's like, what are we doing? We're renting the house out for the summer so we can pay off Subway World Series tickets? Yeah.